Hi, this is Gene Abbott.
Talk Radio.
I look forward to tonight because I'm going to talk about something that's dear to my heart. In fact, the next few messages for me will be about this same subject. That's the exalted Christ. Jesus Christ is the most influential person who has ever lived on the planet Earth. No person has impacted human life as he did and continues to do so until this day. The uniqueness of his life can be attributed to the fact that he was God in the flesh. I desire to exalt Christ by declaring his deity for all to see, and then respond in worship and humility and allegiance. His claim was, I and my Father are one. The claims of Jesus' deity to his deity was affirmed by the Apostle Paul. And the centurion in Matthew 27:54. Believe me when I say that I am the Father, I am in the Father, and the Father's in me. Or at least believe in the evidence of the miracles themselves. Because he taught as one who had authority and not as a teacher of the law. In his last days he says, I am going to Jerusalem. And the Father, the Son of Man, will be betrayed by the chief priest, the teacher of the law. Jesus came to his hometown Nazareth in the early days of his ministry. His reception was warm and supportive until he told his mission was to take the gospel to the entire world. Suddenly, his friends and acquaintances adamantly turned against him. They even tried to kill him. Thus his mission began in humiliation. No man in history has created what Christ created in his 3.5 years of ministry. He's a man 30 years old. He started out with miracles. He never did anything against anybody. He never wrote anything in the sense of recorded history. He never went to the University of Nothing. He only had 12 followers when he started. And yet somehow, he changed history. I defy you and any other person to bring to the point of light of anyone in history that has changed the world and continues to do so even to this day. And yet Christ did it in his 3.5 years of ministry. And they killed him on the cross. And he was resurrected in 3 days by God himself, because he was God. The creator of the universe, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and God in the flesh said of himself, I am gentle and humble in heart. Where in the world do we find anybody that can change history by being gentle and humble in heart? Well, we have some great men, but nothing that's recorded in the human ancestry of history that has changed the world of life, the world itself, with such profoundness as Christ did in his 3 years of ministry. The night before his crucifixion, he left a powerful impression, following the Lord himself before each of them and washed their feet, which is the custom of the time. Where do we find the history of anybody, anyone, that has lowered themselves to such humility as washing one's feet? It was a custom that day. If their feet was, would cause wore sandals in a dirty, dusty road. But where in history do we find somebody that can be such humble, with humble circumstances, and yet change the world? I look forward to tonight as we examine this guy, the exalted Christ. I ask you to be with me, and we will do the best we can do until tonight at 8 o'clock. See you then.